those are a decrease in property value because the water got up into structures down it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't think that we did anything wrong to jeopardize our decisions in the BOE. That's where I'm going, and I feel fine with it if that's the way that reads. So I'm sorry that I had to go this route to call it back, but I'd rather feel right about it as to have a mistake.
Do you want me to read you that motion again, Danny, or are you good?
Go ahead and read both the motions to me on those.
Okay, Exhibit A, Danny Strahan made a motion to set the 14 parcels presented and adjusted by the assessor's office structures only due to the flood. Jeff Reynolds seconded it, and we had the three ayes. Exhibit.
Okay.
Is that okay?
All right.
All right.
I don't have any issues now, so as far as I'm concerned, unless there's any other discussion that needs to take place, my part of it is I'm fine with.
I have one more, and that's asking you to reconsider these are the Empire. These are the ones that you said if you had a letter from Jim Kyle that you would consider voting on them. And all they are is tax code changes. It is not valuation changes. But if we don't change those tax codes, we're going to be giving money to the wrong political subdivisions in Taney County. So they're erroneous assessments. And I can read you the letter if you want me to. You want me to read it to you?
Yes, I'm probably going to vote against it, but go ahead.
All right. This is an email to Chuck Pennell. For 2016, Empire District Electric incorrectly reported their CWIP, construction work in progress, in the wrong taxing districts. An amendment was made by the company to Taney County correcting the amount of CWIP for each district. There was no total valuation change, only where the allocation should have been. This needs to be corrected to ensure the assessed valuation goes to the correct taxing entities for 2016.
Chuck?
Will you make a motion to reconsider that one?
What was the vote on?
The vote was to deny them all.
The vote was to deny them all.
All of these.
That's the ones 161, 162, 163, 164, and 165.
Yeah.
And as she read Mr. Kyle's statement, Empire Electric is responsible to report that information to us. They did it in error. It was after the book closed that they found it was an error. They sent us this correction. That's what these five appeals are.
Right. And this is nothing new.
This is just
I get
tax code.
Right. I get these from the state all the time. The state assessed, I'll get a whole stack of reports that come over the internet from them, and then I'll get a notice that they've been amended, and I have to go back in and pull them. You guys never see the state assessed because they go through a different program. But these are locally assessed, and the companies send that information in to us. And then Jim Kyle with the State Tax Commission sets down and puts the value to each one of them. And it is the company that knows where these are located. For instance, I'm not going to know where a vehicle is located, what taxing district that vehicle is located in. Only the company knows where that vehicle is assigned to, because it's either being maintained at an employee's house or at a barn or... You know, understand something when I say it, out of business. So wherever that's being maintained at, that's the tax code that they give to it. Same thing with their big cranes and all of their other, and this is construction work in progress. So this has to do with this would be poles, this could be anything that they have. And so when they sent the report in, they gave us the wrong tax codes. When they realized what they did, they sent an amended report for us to make the adjustments. But the total valuation for that company is the exact same dollar amount. It's what entities it's going to.
So what's the challenge in reconsidering it? And why wouldn't we approve that?
I believe Mr. Williams was concerned with it because it's an empire, and as you can hear, Danny was concerned about anything that had to do with empire. But this really doesn't have anything to do with the valuation of anything. The valuation's been set by Jim Kyle with the State Tax Commission. It has to do with tax codes. In other words, it would be like me taxing, taking your valuation and giving it to Hollister. Do you live in Hollister?
No.
So you don't want me to give your taxes to Hollister
Gotcha.
School. That's all it is tax codes. So now he's sent the email in.
So he did send an email in. That's the thing that has changed since we voted
yes,
on it.
Yes, Chuck
before.
And I got on the on.
Yeah. So there's no place for him to sign the report. That's the assessor has to sign that, but they assist all the different counties in preparing the report. But he has, I think, satisfied your concern by giving us a email document
he's
that you can hang
doors to.
Exactly. So I think he's give you a good place to hang your hat.
So can we get a motion to reconsider those?
I make a motion that we reconsider BOE numbers 2016, 161, 162, 163 through 165.
Can we get a second?
I don't see it. I'll second with a conversation.
Okay.
We have a second.
Yeah.
With some discussion. Go ahead.
I don't see that there's any problem if it's just a tax code change on equipment. And is it that would be strictly on it wouldn't be on real estate, would it?
It's new construction.
Because
it's new construction.
It's already been set, but on because there's been a district, but it would be on personal, right?
It's new construction in progress. I don't know exactly. This is an area that I'm not well schooled in, Danny, and I don't know if Chuck understands this real well either. We know that it starts out as new construction in progress, and then it changes later on.
These are real estate numbers. The property starts out in personal property because it's construction work in progress. After it's through the construction side of it, then it folds over into a real estate number. So these are five real estate numbers where the construction work in progress has been finished and it's gone over into real estate. It's like your electric lines or gas lines if it's a propane or a gas company, that kind of thing.
So it would be added to the tax roll under real property is what you're saying after it's in the construction phase.
Correct. It goes from personal to real. Yes, sir. And it was, they already had it in the real, they just had it in the wrong tax code.
I don't see any problem with it. I think the fear that every board member had was that it would pertain to something to do with something out of a lawsuit. And we got the clarification through Jim Kyle, right?
Yes.
Is that the way you're understanding it? I'm talking to the board now.
Yeah, this Randy. That's the way I'm.
Yeah, they got an email from him, so.
Okay. Well, we got a motion in a second. Are we going to vote on it?
Well, we had some discussion. I guess, yeah, we'll go ahead and have
a vote. We have a motion to relook at it. We have a motion to reconsider.
Correct.
Right.
Okay, right. We had the motion to reconsider, and we haven't even voted on it yet.
That's right. That's correct.
Yep, yep.
Call the vote.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Five ayes.
Motion carries.
Can we get a motion to approve those now?
Jeff, you got those BOE numbers right there. Friday, why don't you go ahead and make a motion to approve those BOE.
All right, I make a motion that we do a tax code change on BOE numbers 161 to 165. Pertaining to the classification change, correct.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Five ayes.
Five ayes.
We don't have anything else, do we, Wesley?
No, that's it.
We don't have anything else, but I hope you'll not adjourn today in case we do have another problem as we go through these. Just to let you know, we did have a programming problem with the splits, but we're working with our vendor to get it fixed. And the other issue we had was you asked us to take one property from real estate to personal. We took the real estate to zero, but we didn't add on the personal because the assessor's office had already added it on because the personal property tax books are still open. So what I did was put right below the motion, I put the assessor's office has already added the personal on, and I put in parentheses the number of the personal property and the value. So you won't see an action for that, just my note saying it was done by the assessor. And that's all we've got for you. And I think Chuck had something.
Board, I see Mrs. Sharon Moore here, and I don't know if she was speaking to you before I got in or not, but she wasn't. She did have an appeal before you, and I believe you denied it. And her appeal has to do with the Empire Land on Lakeshore Drive.
Okay.
She spoke to the county commission this morning, as some of you know, about the issue, and appeared to be thinking that, well, I won't go there. But she did bring an appeal, and she was asking you, she's wanting to pay the property, the real estate property tax on the land that I moved to Empire District Electric because of this big issue. And Randy and Jeff, you may not be aware of it, the commissioners are. In very brief, there was a lawsuit over a house, Gary Smalley house,
okay,
2 or 3 year process. The judge ruled that this piece of property, part of what Ms. Moore has been paying taxes on for 50 years, so to speak, is Empire's property. The judge has ruled that this deed that covers this big piece of property of 36 parcels belongs to Empire. And so he made that ruling. And there's all kinds of work and blah, blah, blah that went into it that says, this deed says this property belongs to Empire. So I've made the decision. The county commission is aware of this. I've talked to their attorneys about it, or attorney about it. Y'all are aware of it. She asked, and there was some confusion, I felt like, when she was here at the BOE. She's asking the BOE to take action that she can pay, that she would be paying the taxes on that about an acre and a half of ground.
1.65, right?
1.65, correct. That the judge says is Empire's land by way of this lawsuit. And it's an awful situation for 36 property owners. But that's what she's asking you to do. And A, because she's here today, and B, because there was some confusion, I think, when she spoke to you before, what she was asking you, asking right, the BOE to do.